Ervin da Fez Omer Aleph. New box. Nice. Not often do you see a nice. Not often do you see a yes. We didn't start Shabbos. Shabbos we started from Daf Ches, if you remember. It was after Yom Tov. The first Shir and Shabbos that we had together with Daf Ches. So at least we have the first Daf in Ervin. Okay. Mavu Shur Gavoy Lamalam Yashmama Yemait. Mavu, everyone knows what Mavu is. We don't have to get into the pictures at least for a couple of days. In the beginning, it should be simple. You have a mavui, three, an alleyway. There are three walls, and each, and these, and the alleyway opens into a chotzer, and the chotzer has batim. So there are really three rishuyos. There is the bayis, that's where you live. Then there is the chotzer. The chotzer is a semi-private area. It is shared by a group of houses, group of homes. And then all of those chatzeros open into the mavui. So the mavui is less private. And the mavui in turn opens to the ultimate open area called the Rishos HaRabim. So the truth is there are four Rishos. There are Dalet Rishos L'Shabbos. Now that's not what we mean when it comes to the classic understanding of Dalet Rishos. You have a Rosh HaYochid, Rishos HaRabim, that's Hillel Masechta Shabbos. You become Betur and a Carmelis. But here in Masechta Erevin, we also have Dalet Rishos. We have the Bayis, we have the Chotzer, we have the Mavui, and we have the Rishos HaRabim. So Chazal were lenient when it comes to a Mavui. You don't need the four walls. You don't need four real walls. It's sufficient to have three walls. But the fourth wall needs a tikkun. This shayla is a tikkun derais, a tikkun derabanan. Maybe at some point we'll come across that machlokes rishonim. But the pa, you have to be misakin the fourth wall with a lechi or a koira or tzuras haPesach. We don't really discuss much the tzuras haPesach tikkun for the mavui. The tzuras haPesach is discussed elsewhere, and it's a very complicated sugi. When does the tzuras haPesach help? Do you need to have oimed meruba? You get involved in a lot of very interesting modern-day halachic questions, but as far as we are concerned, the Mishnah is discussing Dikur Hadin. We have the Mavui. The Mavui is open to the Rishos Saram on one side. It's open to the courtyards on the other sides. And what we need to team Misaki in the Mavui is three real walls, and the fourth wall we're going to Misaki with a Lechi or a Koira. The Mishnah begins by telling us that we're in this situation, the person who wants to Misaki in the Mavui, the fourth wall, with a Koira. A Koira! It has to be within 20 amos. If it's less than 20 amos, no good. You might. You might. Let's see the first Rashis. More than 20 amos. The entire thing, the Gemara, I think Gemara's sugya, part of the mavu, part of the koira is within 20 amos. What is halacha? That maybe we'll get to a little bit later on. What, 20 amos high? Yes. An amos is almost.
And a mavu not?
The mavu may not be wider than 10 amos, we'll see in a few moments. The mavu may not be wider. So that's a pretty big limitation on our stands. We live in a big world. We have very big hasagas in the modern day world, but the mavui may not be wider than 10 amos. 10 amos is between 15 and 20 feet. Okay, that's smaller than this room almost. Probably count the tiles on the floor. That's not a very wide area on our high standards. What's between 15 and an amos is between 1.5 and 2 feet. Okay, but here we're not discussing the width, we're discussing this moment, the height. You want to be misakna with the curry may not be higher than 20 amos, between 30 and 40 feet. Now that's between 3 and 4 stories. That's pretty tall. Okay, let's see Rashi. Let's listen to Rashi very quickly. Mavui shehu shehu govoa sheinichoi esa koira. So Rashi right away tells us the situation dealing with the koira. Lamaila mi eshem amo the koira zo. What's the purpose of this beam? Lahatir letalta lasecha, to permit to carry within it boha. That is what it's coming for. The midiraisa itzar hoitzo lemerushus harabim b'shabes minatoyer. It's also to carry into the rishus haram on Shabbos. Umahi rishus. What is a Rishus Sarabim? Saratya Platya Gedoyla, a large open area. Kidamrinam Biperik Yitzias Shabbos, going back to Masech the Shabbos, Shabbos Tavav, Shadoim and Ladigle Midbar, the Kolmili the Shabbos, Mi Mishkan, Garminan, everything but about Shabbos we learn from the Mishkan, Viagola, Shalavim, Berechev Yudvav Amma, the wagons of the Levim were 16 Amas wide, Azle, Kidamrinam Behazurek, Hilkoch Loi Havi Rishus, Sarabim, Botzer, Me Yudvav Amma, Roichav, Umafulish Mi Beis Roshim, so Rishus, Harab, their rights and must be at least 16 amos wide and open on both ends. Now therefore the Mavui is, that's what Rashi is coming to point out, the Mavui in no shape and form can be considered to be a Rishus Harabim. Number one, Aval Mavui Kotsarhu. Number one, a Mavui is not 16 amos wide. By definition, a halachic Mavui from the Mishnah is less than 16 amos wide. It's 10, not more than 10. Even I think exactly 10. It's exactly 10. What does it say in the Mishnah? The Mishnah says, V'harochav me'eser, if it's wider than 10 amos. So it seems that exactly until 10 it's okay, but a drop more than 10 is no good. The mail, it's impossible for a Mavui to be a Rishus Harabim, number one, because its width is going to be less than 16 amos. Number two, V'ani rochav yudva'ama, V'inami rochav hu, even if it would be rochav, very interesting Rashi, even if theoretically it would be rochav more than 10 amos, so you're missing the second condition, Einai mefulush, it's not thorough. It's not through and through. It's not a thoroughfare. You can't go from one end, but rather, Ela Rosh Echad Pasuch L'Rishus Rabim V'Rosh Echad Sosum. The Havi Mefulish Lo Havi Mishrei B'Koira, if it was Mefulish, if it was open on two ends, then this heter of a Koira would be insufficient. You would need to have either a Tzuras HaPesach or a Deles or a Lechi, which is two Lechis, which we'll see later on. Kedamim B'Gemara became the Lav Rishus Rabim Mustafa Rashi over here is coming over. That's what is the purpose of this long Rashi, long introduction. The point we're trying to make is that this area, although it, to some degree it does resemble a Rishus Harabin, because it's already three levels, it's already two notches away from your bias. Your bias opens to the Chotzer. That's a semi-Rishus Harabin. And all of the Chatzer also open into the Mavui. So one may be misled to believe that the Mavui is a Rishus Harabim. And in the Rishus Harabim, Rashi seems to be saying you can't make, this is a very big machlokes, can you make an Erev in a Rishus Harabim? You have Pasi Birois, but if you want to go make an Erev, you want to enclose a Rishus Harabim, that's a very big shayla, that's a very big discussion. Rashi here seems to be saying, hidden in Rashi's words, that it's not shayich to make a Rishus Harabim into a Rishus Hayochid. Therefore, if we were to consider the Mavui to be a Rishus Harabim, then nothing you can do can rectify the situation. It's a Rishus Harabim, it's shared by a large group of families, there's nothing you can possibly do to misakin this enclosure. So along comes Rashi, and it makes it very clear that the Mavui in no shape and form can be considered a Rishus Harabim. Number one, it's less than 16 amos wide, less than the Rishus Harabim in the Midbar, we learned from the Agolos. Number two, it's not Mefulish. So that we get out of the way. It's not a Rishus Harabim Deraisa. The Nelo, it's possible to make it into a Rishus Hayochet to carry. What do you need? So he goes in the cave of Lavish Sharam, who show you bay min hatoira, belishum tikun. You don't need anything. The Rabbanon Gozra Lame. Why? Here's a very important yesod. The reason why you're not carrying these Rishus, because Mishum the Osei Lichalufe Birishus Sarabim. You make, if we allow you to carry in these Rishus, you may come to carry in the Rishus Sarabim. It's a very important reason, because maybe you would think, it's not for this Rash, not for this Takana, maybe the reason why you're not carrying these Rishus is because Chazastam. Chazal made a takana. They want you. It's like muksa. It's like a muksa halacha. Well, I take that back, because one of the time of muksas, you may come to carry in the Rishus Harabim. It's also a whole shaila. But maybe it's a takana. It's a takana of mimaitzei chafzecha v'daver davar. Maybe the reason why you're not allowed to carry in a Rishus that's shared by a group of people has nothing to do with the concern that you may come to carry in the Rishus Harabim. That's nothing to do with one another. and there'll be many nafkaminas. There'll be a lot of nafkaminas in how you construct the gezerah. But along comes Rashi and says, no, that's not the time. Gesundheit. The reason why you're not allowed to carry in a rishus that's not a rishus ram is for one concern only. If we allow you to carry in this type of rishus, you may come to carry in the rishus ram, which is the melacha d'oraisa. And therefore, Chazal put an end to it right here. Therefore, now that we know it's only asa midrabban, and we know the tama of asi lechlufei, v'shariyua b'takanta d'lechi oikoira, d'lahavi hekeira, d'loi leisi l'mishrei rishus ram gemur. So Rashi is another massive chiddush that it's mishum heker. Is it machlokes in the Gemara? Is it mishum heker or is it mishum mechitza? Rashi here seems to be saying that it's mishum, he's come to pass and taking the side that it's mishum hekeira, that this shall not be, that it should not be confused with a rishus harabim gemur. Okay, so not going to do the Rashi obviously, but this first Rashi over here, he lays out an enormous number of yesoidos and chidushim. Okay, and so this first Rashi.
So
what?
The concept that this mavoi.
Yeah.
Since Rashi says it's mefulish rishus harabim, that
yeah.
Really it's an extension of the rishus harabim that it's mefulish to.
No, it doesn't. Say, I don't think Rashi says that. Rashi doesn't. Yeah.
If it wasn't extended to rishus harabim, it wouldn't have this problem of this mavoi.
No, it doesn't say that. Rashi doesn't say. Rashi says that this area would, if you take read between the lines of Rashi, I think maybe you're right, but it seems is that this area to a certain degree resembles a rishusim. Not because you're touching upon something very big. This is a very big chiddush of Rashi. Let's take a step back. Let's say we would not have this Rashi. Okay, there's no Rashi. You read this Mishnah of a Mavi. What would you say? I would say the reason why you need to have a Lech Yekoira is why? Is I shouldn't go and carry from the Mavi into the Rishus Sarabim. Right? The Mavi, I for sure can carry in the Mavi. I just should be careful that when I go to the Mavi, don't you stop. Stop here, the stop sign. That's I think the average the way. But if you read Rashi very carefully, that doesn't seem the reason why you have the lechi in the koira. The reason why the lechi in the koira is look at the last words. The sharia b'adam b'takan the lechi koira the lehavi akera the leisi l'mishrei rishus harabim gemura. Incredible thing, Rashi. We're not concerned that you'll go from the end of the mavi into the rishus harabim. You're not. It's an alleyway. There's an alleyway. It stops here. You know you're not allowed to go that far. So why then do we make you crazy, put up a lech in the Kaira? Because this alleyway itself is a rishus harabim. It's an incredible chiddush. Why not? The bottom opened into the chutz, so the chutz opens up into the alleyway. So the alleyway is a big community. It's a center. It's a center for all activities that take place in the community. It's mamish rishus harab. If I can carry in here, so I might as well go carry out in the street itself. Not that I'm going to go from this rishus into another rishus. That's why we have to make a heck. No, no, you're not. This is not called a rishus haram. And we want to remind you that this area, being that there are three walls and it's less than 16 amos and it's not mefulish, is not a rishus harabim. And if that's why you're allowed to carry, it's really a rishus. I tell you, you need nothing. Even midrabanan, we want to make it clear that you're in an enclosure. Now, mainly, you'll know that there's something called a rishus haram that you're not allowed to carry in a rishus haram deraisa. It's a whole different focus. It's not the way the average person would on his own understand what is the purpose of the lech in the koira in the mavui and in the rishus harabim. It could be other rishonim say differently. You have to look very carefully at other rishonim, how they learn. A lot of rishonim is very big, very popular. Be very carefully Rashi here, all the rishonim, everyone that learns the focus and dwell in this Rashi. Rashi is saying a lot of powerful uses. With that in mind, let's now go over, try to pick up some speed. So you have your mavui, shugavoyal, so the koira is not going to work. It's not effective because it's just too, it's too high. It's not going to serve as a heker. People are not going to see. They're not going to take note of the koira in the rishus harabim. Okay, Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi says no. Eid Tzachmi disagrees. He holds that you do not. It's okay. The koira can be positioned even above, even if the walls are higher than 20 amos, it is fine. Einoi tzarech, the Gemara will discuss what's the machlokes between the Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda. Next, yesoid. The harochaf may eser amos yemaid. If the mavi is wider than 10 amos, it's too wide. No longer will the koira or the lechi be effective if it's too wide. They did not permit the Kohen Lechi to do its thing if it's more than 10 amos wide. However, if you're not going to use the Lechi or the Kohen, you want to use a Tzuras HaPesach, we do today, two poles with a Kohen on top, and that has many complicated halachas, we're talking to conclusions, the laws of Tzuras HaPesach are extremely complex. Then, one thing we do learn from the Mishnah, even though it's more than 10 amos, Ein Tzarich Lamai, that's a very chiddush. All of our Eruvin, modern day Eruvin, are built upon this Yisoid, that a Tzuras HaPesach can be wider than 10 Amos. Otherwise, it would probably be impossible, almost impossible, to make an Eruv in a metropolitan area or some type of community in a bungalow colony, because you can't just go make Lechem Kevri every 15 feet. It's just a very big Avodah. Okay, right. So that's now the mission. Now we're going to analyze. We're going to contrast Masechta Eruv with Masechta Sukkah. This is very popular in the Neil of the Masechta. We want to compare. What is the Masechta Sukkah? Sukkah Shigavah Lamalam Yisrim Amma Pesula. A Sukkah that's harder than 20 Amma Pesula. Rabbi Yehuda Machshav. So look at that. We have Machlaik, the same Machlaik is Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda. They argue the same way. They argue if the Lech Akaira works harder than 20 Amma Pesula. Everything they argue, if a Sukkah Schach is above 20 Amma Pesula, it's kosher. But Racham say it's no. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's okay. Maishna the Gemara is kosher. Maishna his church, we have a dig. Maishna Gabi Sukkah to the honey Pesula. Why is that? Masechta Sukkah, it says if it's harder than 20 amos, psula. It does not tell us the solution to be mayit, to be mayit the schach. The Gabi Mavui, Tani Takanta, but Mavui, it says Takanta, Takanta is to lower the Kaira. So why, Masechta Ervin, are we coming to give a solution to the problem? And why, Masechta, in Masechta Sukkah, are we categorically telling us that there is no solution? It's psula. So the Gemara says, simple, Sukkah de Oiraisa. Sukkah is a din de Oiraisa. And therefore, Tani Psulta, we don't want to play games. We don't want to get involved. Look very quickly in Rashi. Interesting Rashi. Sukkah, Tani Psula, Hoil Kvar, Mimois, Moshe. Nitna midazo uboch hakam lefarish lachashim loyasa came psula shayich lemisnei balashim psula. So Rashi explains a very interesting diga. Rashi says it's because they're not coming to be mechadish anything. The law already was taught by Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu Misinai from HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us Sukkah L'malo Me'asar is no good. So they're just coming to put into words Eis Las Hashem Hefirut Hasech. They're coming to make a Mishnah. We're telling us what already exists. But Mavoi, who is the one who invented the laws of Mavoi? These are all Dinim D'Rabbanan. So since the Rabbanan are the ones who are coming to be Mechadish these Dinim, they're enacting the whole Halacha is not Misinai. It's a takana misina. You don't need a lechi v'kara period. The Mela, they have to go and tell us the rules. A very interesting. See, it's okay. You have a little Rashi. Rashi brings out things like, you know, he does on your own. You can say all these foolish things. Rashi tells you mamash the site. But Mavu, look at Rashi. The kol ikureha drabon on who? Plus shaykh leim abe loshen paslos. Because who's the one that invented this halacha? It's the Rabbanan. Shreikan is chilu. It is here in this Mishnah. We are recording the time when the Chazal, they invented this halacha. Lehar oischa iske mavi v'toyrosov. Umapsul shaykh lemeimer. Akati lo yadiyach hodi ucha Rabbanan shiu. They never told us the basics. Behochi delisne im lo yasa kein pasim. Mela, that's why we have no choice but to say, give us the takanta. So one more time we're going to do the Gemara. So the Gemara answers, one more time, Maishna Gabi Sukkah, Tani Psula, Maishna Gabi Mavi, Tani Takanta, Sukkah Der Aisa, Tani Psula, Mavi Der Rabbanon, Tani Takanta. Libra Yisem, answer number two, Der Aisa Nami, Tani Takanta. The truth is, even though Taka, we from Moshe Rabbeinu, and there, but maybe Chazal also, they're coming to tell us, Moshe Rabbeinu, he taught us what the Halach is, but there's also a solution. Enoch Nami, you can say a sort like that. Ela, Sukkah De Nefish Nilei. Sukkah has many halachas, the number of walls, and schach, the schach has to be oimed merubah, and which is Chamsam Ruba Mitzilta, all the Lucifer, since there are many halachas, Sukkah, the Nefisha Mile, Pasik, Vitanim, we did not want to get involved in the details. Getting involved in the details in the beginning is too confusing, therefore, to Vitanim Psula. Mavui, there are not that many halachas. Mavui is more, it's simpler. Nenela, Tani Takanta, therefore, Chazal did not risk, there was no risk in getting in telling you the Takanas. Okay, because Sukkah dealing with Schach. Sukkah, you have, by Sukkah, you have five walls. You have four walls plus the ceiling. Mavui, there's no ceiling. So yeah, I think that's really, well, shouldn't say that, yeah. Okay, but it's more, again, besides the ceiling and besides the number of walls, it's more complicated. Maybe that's why we did not get involved. It was no, it's simpler. We can just give you, tell you the takana. Amar, Vidomash, Amar Rav. Chachomim, now we come to define the Mekoy Machlekis, the Koyin, the Chamar Yehuda. Why is it if it's more than 20 Amis? Chachom, lo lamdu elam mipischa shal heichal. For Rabbi Yehuda, lo lamdu elam mipischa shal ulam. The Machlekis comes from the Mikdash. Now we know in the Mikdash, you have to keep in mind the picture of the Mikdash, not the Mishkan. The Mikdash had something that the Mishkan did not have. It had the Ulam. Before you come into the Heichal and the Kodesh HaKodashim, there was an area called the Ulam. The Ulam was, according to the way the Rav learns, was wider on both sides. It was wide. It was 100 Amos wide from end to end. Whereas the Ulam was, I think, from end to end was only 60, if I'm not mistaken. It was 40. It was 40. I forgot the dimensions, but it's okay. Whatever it is, the Ulam was wide. Was an area that was 100 Amos from end to end, and had was a small section before you come into the. Before you come into the Heichal. And the Ulam had a Pesach that was 40 Amos tall and 20 Amos wide. And of course, there were doors. And then after you come into the Ulam, after you come to them, you go a little bit further. And then you come into the Pesach of the Heichal. And the Pesach, the Heichal, the height was 20 Amos tall and 10 Amos wide. So it comes out that the Heichal, the Pesach to the Heichal, was identical to the maximum size of the Pesach of the Mavui. 20 Amos tall, 10 Amos wide. The Ulam was double. Ulam was 40 Amos tall, 20 Amos wide. So the Gemara says, according to the Rabbanan, who are of the opinion, that the Mavui may not be higher than 10 Amos, and may not be wider than 10 Amos, 20 Amos height, are learning their dimensions from the Heichal, which was exactly 20 Amos in height. Whereas according to Rabbi Yehuda, that says there is no Shiur. Now all he says, the Mishnah, this is going to be the topic of the whole daf, all Rabbi Yehuda says is Einoit Sarach. Rabbi Yehuda does not tell us the maximum. Along comes the Chiddush of the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yehuda Marav. Rabbi Yehuda the Amora, surname of Rav, Chacham lamdu elam pischa shel heichal. Rabbi Yehuda lo lamdu elam pischa shel ulam, which would seem to imply that according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Mavui may not be taller than 40 Amos. Now it doesn't say that in the Mishnah. In the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda does not give a shear. But if we take the words of Rabbi Yehuda Marav literally, that would mean you cannot go more than 40 Amos. Well, we'll see. The time. What does it say in the Mishnah? Pischa shel heichal. Govhoi esrim amah. The heichal was twenty amas tight. Verachboi esrim amas. The shel ulam, the area before that chamber, before the heichal, was arbohim amah. Was 40 amas in height. Govhoi arbohim amah. Verachboi esrim amah. Ushneim. But now both of them mikra echadosh the bar darsh in one post. The post by the carbon shlamim. Ushchotoi pesach oihel moi. You shall slaughter the carbon shlamim at the Pesach of the Oihel Moed. So now the Oihel Moed literally refers to the Heichal. How do we know this? Because this pasuk is referring to the Mishkan. In the Mishkan there was no such thing as an Ulam. It didn't exist. In the Mishkan, all you had was the Mishkan. And the Mishkan was broken into two parts. The first part was the Heichal, the Kodesh, and then there was the Kodesh HaKodashim. There was no equivalent of an Ulam in the Mishkan. And this pasuk is written by the Mishkan. You shall slaughter the Karban Shlamim at the Pesach of the Oihel Moed, which means the Heichal. Now, we have to take that pasuk and extrapolate how that pasuk applies to the time of the Beis HaMikdash. And time of the Beis HaMikdash, there was another entranceway that comes before the Heichal. That's the Pesach of the Ula. So what's the issue? So here comes the Gemara. So Shechot HaPesach HaMoed, Rabban and Savri, Rabban hold, Kiddushas Heichal Luchud Uktushas Ulam Luchud. They remain separate. They're completely two separate things. Memeila v'chiksev pesach oil moed ahechol ksev. When the Torah said, "You shall shecht the shlamim on the pesach oil moed," that means the pesach hechol forever, even during the time of the Beis Hamikdash. So, as far as we're concerned, the pasuk is never addressing the pesach of the ulam. It's like it doesn't exist almost, as far as the Torah is concerned. Therefore, it says pesach oil moed. The oil moed only has one pesach, 20 amos by 10 amos, that's the Pesach. The Torah is defining a Pesach, an opening. The word Pesach is an opening. The opening is 20 in height, 10 wide. Now here comes the incredible Chiddush of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda Savar, Heichol v'ulam kedusha achasi. This antechamber, which comes before the Heichol, is an extension of the Heichol. Nimela,
same kedusha.
Nimela, the Pesach of the Ulam, which leads into the Heichal, is also now becomes in the Mikdash Nichlal in the Taich of the Pesach. In the Mishkan, you only had the Heichal. Okay, Gzun the Heich. It was then 20 amos tall. But now that we come to the Mikdash, and now we have the Ulam, and the Ulam is an extension as the same kedusha as the Heichal, so it's an extension of the Heichal. Nimela, when the Pasuk says Pesach Oihel Moyed, it's including the Pesach of the Ulam. And the Pesach of the Ulam has the dimensions of Piruach HaKodesh, HaKobach Sa'af. Allah, His skill, so Piruach HaKodesh and David HaMelech, is 40 Amos in height and 20 Amos wide. So in Melu, we have a Makar that's also called the Pesach. It's a Pesach, it helps to make a tikkun with the Lechi V'Koyram. Rabbi Yehuda Savar, Heichal Ulam Kedush Achas, Yekei V'Chikse Pesach El Moed, Atar Vayuhu Dichsiv. Okay, so that's one answer. That's one way to explain the machlokes between Tanakhama and Rabbi Yehuda. Vibo Yisem, another answer. Rabbi Yehuda Nami Kedush Nayor, we will not tell you another mahalach. Rabbi Yehuda Nami Kedush Asulam Luchun, Kedush Asheichal Luchun, you know, we'll be able to do like the Rabbanan. It's two separate Kedushas. The Nail when the Torah says Pesach Oihel Moed, that can mean only one thing. The Pesach of the Heichal, which is 20 amos in height. How then can you define that the word Pesach, an opening, means even something that's more than 20 amos tall? Ein Achanami, he's not learning from a pasuk in Chumash, he's going to a pasuk in Yecheskel. He's going to a pasuk in Navi. He's going away from the Torah. For hocha haynu time the Rabbi Huda the Amar dechsev el Pesach ulam habayis a pasuk in the bayis shlishi, and there it says the Pesach that the carbon was offered. There, so from Sunday the carbon there, Hashem is showing Yecheskel Amare what will the bayis shlishi look like. Hashem is giving him a tour, going all the different parts of the bayis shlishi. Hashem took him to the Pesach ulam habayis.
This
in Yecheskel in the side of the Gemara.
There's no
Torah. What? You have an old Gemara. This is the Perek Mem Pasuk Mem Ches. Vayivieni the Malach brought me el Ulam Habayis. Vayomer he measured el Ulam Chomesh Amos Mipo v'Chomesh Amos Mipo. V'Roichav Shar Shalosh Amos Mipo v'Shalosh Amos Mipo. But the beginning of the Pasuk says he brought me el Ulam Habayis to the Ulam Habayis. So now the Gemara. So therefore we have a Pasuk which says that the Pesach, the word Pesach is used in connection with the Ulam, it's called an opening. So L'chor, the Rabbanan now are on the defensive. What are they going to do with the Pasuk in Yecheskel? You see a Gilui. It's not a real name, just a Gilui, that the word Pesach refers even to an opening that's more than 20 amos tall. But Rabbanan, Iyavik said, El Pesach Ulam, Kiddukam. If it would say like it says, the Pesach of the Ulam, without the word Bayis, correct. Then you would have a very good raya. But that's not what it says. You're not reading the pasuk right. You have to know how to read the pasuk. Pesach ulam habayis. There's an extra word here. That will force us to be creative. Well, not to be creative, but to be more precise in the translation of the pasuk. Habayis, read the pasuk backwards. It's very common. You learn Tanakh. You learn Yeshaya. You learn Yecheskel. When you learn Nevi'im, you don't read the pasukim in order. like we're brainwashed, areas like the English, even Russian, even like modern Hebrew, like simple Hebrew, where you just read everything linear. You read sequentially. You read one word, next word. When you read an expression in Yeshaya, you have, let's say, five words. You have to, if you want to translate them, you can't translate them in order. You got to extract the third word first, then the second, then the first, then the fourth, then the fifth. You have to read them. It's an expression. That's the beauty of Lashon Kodesh, to take five, six words and read them together. And when you'll translate them, you're going to be forcing yourself to translate them in out of order from the exact phrase. That's exactly what it says. So we have El Pesach Ulam Habayis. How do you translate it? You translate it, first translate the bias. Habayis, what's the bias? The bias is the heichal, which has an opening of 20 amos in height, not more than 20 amos. Haposuach, which is open to the ulam. The word Pesach is not modifying the word ulam. The word Pesach is modifying bias. And therefore, don't read the words in order. You have to take the words of Nevi'im and read them in a different order and understand the beauty of the expression. It's a one. It's hard for us to relate to because we are not trained. We are not trained. Even Chumash, Derech Klal, it's straight. You read the Pesukim pretty much a more complex. You have a more a Rishay and an Achron. We'll say a Drush, a deeper insight of the Pesach, but read the Pesach out of order. But Derech Klal, Pshat, in Chumash, it's very easy usually to read the Pesach in order. But now when it comes to Nevi'im, there in Nevi'im, Yeshaya, and even there in Yechezkel, the Machlokes between the Rebbe and the Rabban, how to touch the Pesach. But that's how the Rabban answer, it's the Bayis HaPesuch LePesach. Now the Mar Sakasha, Vaha, Kik, Sif, Haid, the Mar Sakasha, Kasha, fine, but what do you want to say now? That according to all opinions, you want to say that when it's in the Pesach, El Pesach, Oy Hel Moed, that Pesach is not written no Geos. That's written by the Mishkan. How can we apply it? The Gemara is going back building a Sakashna on Rabbi Huda. According to Rabbi Huda, according to the Rabban. The Rabban didn't say that the Mishkan, the Pesach, may not be higher than 20 amos. Why? Because it says the Pesach, Pesach, Ushchotoy, Oysoid, by the Shlomim, or Pesach, Oyhel Moyet. But that Pesach is not a Geos. Because that Pesach was by the Mishkan. Bizman Hazewi, Bizman later on, by Yisrishan, by Yisheni, by Yishlisha, you have the Ulam. So the Pesach is not, there is no Mishkan anymore. The Mishkan has been completely replaced, so you can't even apply that Pesach. For Ha, Kik, Sif, whatever it says by the Mishkan automatically applies to the Mikdash. It says by the Mishkan applies to the Mishkan because the Mishkan is called the Mikdash and the Mikdash is called the Mishkan. Mikdash, Mikdash, Mishkan. The Lord, the Eloi Tem Hachi, Hadiyam Rav Yehuda Mashmuel, Shlom, Shachtam, Kodim B'Sichas, the Lord says, Sahechel Psulim. We have a halacha that if you shecht, exactly this was, if you shecht the Karmel Shalom before you open up the doors in the morning, the Levim would open up the doors of the Hechel. If you slaughter the carbon, any carbon before you, the Shlom, before you open up the doors, it's Psulim Shnemar, Ushchotoy, Pesach. It must be Pesuach, Oil Moid. Bizman Shepsuchim, Vulo Bizman Shemnulim. Oh, Bavaha Kiksiv, Ahihibi Mishkan Kiksiv. Ella, the answer is, whatever it says by the Mishkan, it automatically applies to the Mikdash. Ella Ashkan Mikdash, Tikri Mishkan, or Mishkan Tikri Mikdash, Bishlaima Mikdash, Tikri Mishkan, the Sims of the Pasik, the Sati Mishkan Bisechon. It says that this Pasik is said in Vayikra. Okay, this pasuk is by Yikra, and it's part of the bracha. You have to know at this time, this pasuk is already a mishkan. They're in full operation. Klai Yisrael are offering all the kurbanos. And Hashem says, "Don't do averus, don't do arayos, don't do any averos. If you'll be good, I'll give you a bracha in the future. I'll give you a mikdash." So obviously, we're dealing with coming into Eretz Yisrael, and Hashem is telling them in advance, "I'm going to replace this mishkan with a mikdash." And how does Hashem describe the mikdash that He will build for the Jewish people when they come into Eretz Yisrael with the word mishkan? V'nosati mishkani b'seichichem. Ella, where do we find Ella mishkan? The ikri mikdash. Mina, where do we know that the mishkan is called the mikdash? That how we know that the mishkan that was there in the 40 years in the midbar, that was called the mikdash. Elaim midrash says in the pasuk v'nasu hakahasim. It says by the kasim the levim they would carry noisei hamikdash. So they're not carrying the mikdash; they're carrying the mishkan. That's the kimuas hamishkan. They'll erect the mishkan ad bayam before the rest of the klai shall arrive. So when they arrive, no, that word mikdash kedai to know this Gemara just from the pasuk. When it says in the pasuk they will carry the mikdash, noisech hamikdash, it means the dover hamukdash, the oroin. It doesn't mean that they're going to carry the mishkan. Ahu ba'arun ksef. So where then do we have a makar that the mishkan was called the mikdash? Ella. I will build, this refers to Parashas Truma. Parashas Truma, the Moshe is collecting donations for the Mishkan. And Hashem says, the Asuli Mikdash. And there they were building the Mishkan, not the Mikdash. So we see that the Mishkan is also called the Mikdash. V'shachanti b'saycham. So we see the Mishkan is also called the Mikdash. So the bottom line is that these two terms are interchangeable. Mishkan and Mikdash, Mishkan and Mikdash Memela, once we know that it says the word, it says Pesach Oihel Moed, that was said by the Mishkan, that same halach is true when it comes to the Mikdash, and the Pesach of the Heichel was 20 Amos in height, and that's what the Torah says when it says Pesach Oihel Moed. So according, and even we have no other pasuk anywhere, and according to the sheet of Rabbi Banan, the Kedusha of the Ulam Luchud, it's a different Kedusha, it's a lesser Kedusha, it has the same Kedusha as the Azorah, it's a lesser Kedusha than the Heichel, and the Melo when the Pasuk says Pesach, it's only referring to the Heichel, not to the Ulam, which is not more than 20, and the Pasuk in Yecheskel has to be interpreted differently, that it means the Bayis HaPosuach LeUlam, so there is no difficulty. The only place we find in Tanakh the word Pesach is in reference to the Heichel, which was not more than 20 Amos in height. This is the sheet of the Rabbanan, and the Melo that Chazal took that as the Makar, that you want to describe a Pesach, what is called a Pesach in which you can enclose, you can know, because there's a lot of lumbus going on in between the lines. What are we trying to do over here? We're trying to say the reason why you can rectify the fourth wall of your Mavui is because really the fourth wall of your Mavui is a Pesach, it's not a breach. In other words, what the Gemara is still teaching us, Derech Agav, is that if you have three walls, then it's hopeless. There's nothing you can possibly do to the Misak in the Mavli, because three walls is not an enclosure. Oh, but if you have three walls and the Pesach is a little bit overdone, because there's no mezuzah mashkoif, but it's a Pesach. Oh, it's a Pesach? We can be misakin the Pesach. We can't be misakin, we can't make yesh me'ayin. You have to have something to work with. If you have nothing, just a big, big gap, Chazal says, sorry, we can't help you. But if you are limited, you're opening to what we can call a Pesach. It's less than 20 Amos. It's less than 10 Amos wide. Oh, that's a Pesach. So a Pesach, there's tikkun with a lechi and a koira. It's very important you cite. Chazal did not, a mavui is three walls. So ask the average person, what does it mean three walls? Go ask a child. What does it mean three walls? It means you have three walls, and the fourth wall you have zero. And Chazal invented this thing called lechi koira hekera. No, that's not what's going on. If you have three walls and the fourth wall you have nothing, then Chazal says, sorry, we can help you. The fourth wall we can salvage and we can view it to some degree as a Pesach. That's why it has to be within 20 Amos. That's why it has to be within 10 Amos wide. Because since we find in the Mishkan, in the Mikdash, that a Pesach has these dimensions, also, you know, if you have a structure, you need to get in and get out. A Pesach is not called nothing. A Pesach is a Pesach. It's a Shlach a Pesach, so we can fix it. But it's still called a Pesach. A very important yisoid in the first Amud in the Sech Nevin. Before we go to the old Jush, the Gval the Jush, Rav Avraham Shur, going of Avraham Shur, so he says in the Parash Parash Mekudei, very quickly, these two things, that the Mishkan is called the Mishkan and the Mikdash. So what's the Chilik? So he says, Mikdash relates to Tefillah, and Mishkan relates to Torah. And he goes, Vayit, he holds, Mikdash is Mokoyim. You always find by Tefillah this concept of Mokoyim. Kol ha-koyzeya mokoyim litfilosoy, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will behave by Yisrael. You have the whole purpose of the Beis HaMikdash is based tefillah l'chol ha'amim. It's the mokoyim. You find it, and even there's many rites, the mokoyim tefillah is always associated with mokoyim, and the mikdash is associated with mokoyim. Mishkan is Torah. And Torah is no mokoyim, it's an oihel. A Mishkan is an oihel, and Torah has no makom. It's no kavias. Torah is everywhere. There's no kavias. Bezman hazeh she'ein, bezman hazeh, ach achor beis mikdash, ein lo yila kadosh baruch bi'olamoy, ela dalet ama shel halacha bilvah. The makom of tefillah after the korban has now gone to Torah. Because we don't no longer have that makom anymore. Meila, the makom is in the Torah. It's a lot of beautiful Dushai. I met him on Shabbos. I saw him on Shabbos by a simcha. I went over to him. I told him. I read you Dvar Torah. I said him, Bitzalel and Ohaliyah are the two architects. So Bitzalel is Bitzel Kel. Mokoyim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Baruch HaMokoyim Baruch Hu. Bitzalel relates to Mokoyim. Oholiyav is Lashon Oihel, Mishkan. Oholiyav is Torah. So you see that in the Mikdash and Mishkan, his whole Yisai was, Mikdash is Mokoyim, Mokoyim is Tfilah, Mishkan is Oihel, no Mokoyim, Oihel is Torah. So I said, maybe we might have a little horror, is that it's Bitzalel and Oholiyav, Bitzalel's Bitzel, Kel is Mokoyim, Oholiyav is, Oihel is Torah, and then you can go, so he listened. I don't know what he thought, but he listened. Okay, but that's a little Jewish over here, these first off, Mishkan and Mikdash. Okay, right, next Gemara. Gemara now says, second line, Bain, Rabbi Yehuda, Bain, Rabban, Rabbi Yehuda. Little for me Pesach, Shar HaChatzer. Why are you looking, we have another Pesach in the Torah. The Shar HaChatzer, which is what is the basically Azara. That's it. Was the Azara? It was the Chotzer, the courtyard of the Mishkan. What were the dimensions? 100 amos long by 50 amos wide. That was the Chotzer Mishkan. There was a Pesach. What was the Pesach? The Gemara that was literally outside the verse. What's the Pesach going to be? It was 20 amos wide by 5 amos tall. Okay, that's what we want to say. 20 amos wide. So the words of Zakasha, why don't we learn from Din? It's very, very complicated. What the Gemara is exact kasha. But the poor, we're not going to get into the Din. Let's just focus that we have a different dimensions. Okay, you can play around with this. The point is, why are you focusing on the Heichel, which was 20 tall and 10 wide? Which is what the Mishnah says. 20 tall, 10 wide. I have another Pesach, the Pesach of the Chotzer HaMishkan. It was 20 wide and 5 tall. It says Beferish and Torah that it was 5 tall, and we know that it was 20 wide by process, by mathematics, because it was 50 wide, and it was 15 on the left, 15 on the right, for a grand total of 30. 50 minus 30 is 20, the Pesach was 20. So this should be the prototype. 20 wide by 5 tall. That's what's kasha. So Bein Rabban Ben Rabbi Yehuda lev for me Pesach Shari Chotzer. The Chassid says Oricha Chotzer Mei Abraham was 100 long. The Roichav Chamishim b'Chamishim, 50 in both ends. The Koima, the height of the Chotzer was Chamesh Amos. Okay, 7.5 feet. Not so bad for Mechitza. 7.5 feet or 10 feet for Mechitza. The Chassid says in the pasuk the Chamesh Esrayam. How do we know the width? The width. How was the width of the opening? Well, we know by process of elimination, mathematics. The Chamesh Esrayam Kiloim Lakosef. It was 15 Amos on the left. Uchsev Lakosef Hashenis. On the other side, it was the same. Mizel Mizel Lashar Chotzer Kilom Curtains Chamesh Shama. 15 on the left, 15 on the right. So it's 15 on both sides. And then in this leaves over, how much left over for the center, for the Pesach, with the Pesach? Well, 15 plus 15 is 30. And we have a grand total of 50. 50 minus 30 is 20. And the pasuk above said, we read the pasuk, it says that the koima, the height is Chamesh Amos. It can't get better than that, right? It says the height was 5. I mean, who's going to play around with that number? The Gemara will. But it says the Pharisee was 5. So Malahalon, just like there in the Mishkan by the Chotzer, was Chomesh, the height of 5, Beroichav Eshem, 20 wide. So let's learn when it comes to define. Let that be our starting point to figure out when we're going to decide what's going to be called the Pesach, to decide a Mavoi. We're going to rectify the Mavoi and make a figure out to be Mesakim, the Lech Yakar, the fourth wall, the fourth saw, fourth wall, and make into a Pesach, the guidelines will be Yavkan Chomesh 5 high Berechav Eshem. The Gemara says no, it's not a good rai. You know why? Because there the Torah does not call it a Pesach. It calls the Pesach Shahar Hechotzer Ikri. Pesach Stoma Lo Ikri. Our pasuk on Omer Aleph was Pesach Oihol Moed. The Pesach of the Oihol Moed. There's too many words here. Okay, you can play around. You have to be look very carefully in the Rishonim. This is the Pesach of a Shahr, of a Chotzer. That's not a structure. Each day, too many limitations. First of all, Chotzer is not a real Pesach. That's a Chotzer. What is it's not a real... We're trying to make a bais. We're trying to create a real Pesach. A chotzer is a chotzer. It's already an open area. And it's not even that. It's called the shahr, the gate of the chotzer. Because you have to be medactic what exactly it means here. But the point the Gemara means to say is this is too many notches below the madrega of it being called the Pesach Ohel Moed. The Ohel Moed is a structure. And there's a Pesach. Pesach to the Ohel Moed. There is no structure. This is the Chotzer. And we're not even calling it. We're not even calling it the Pesach. We're calling it the Pesach of the Shahr HaChotzer. Okay, I don't know. I'm not clear. I don't know. But the Gemara just says, as a matter of fact, that it's not the same Madrega. What does Rashi say here? Get the exact words of Rashi. If there are, is there Rashi? No, there is no Rashi. Okay, so the Gemara is not happy with this. And that's why, that's answer number one. Answer number two, the reason why it's not about Ibai Seima, you did the math all wrong. You didn't learn Shah on the Pasuk right. When it says that it was 5 amas tall, it doesn't mean it was 5 amas tall. It means it was 5 amas above the Mizbeach. And when it says in the past that it was 15, it doesn't mean 15 wide. It means it was 15 tall. The height was 15, and the other pasuk that says v'koymach chomesh means from the 15, 5 went above the mizbeach because the mizbeach was 10.
You know the mizbeach was 10?
No, the mizbeach not necessarily was 10. The mizbeach was 3. Mizbeach was 3. That's another whole halachah shot. How big was the mizbeach? How was mizbeach 10? Was mizbeach 3? The different parts of the mizbeach. That's another whole issue. How tall is that? But the Gemara is saying we can learn that the mizbeach will work backwards. So that was so good. The mizbeach. Let's assume that was 10. Whatever that we'll know from another source, it was 10, not 3, or not 5. I remember all the numbers. The different opinions, look in the picture books. They have over the Mishkan, they have over the article. They show you the different opinions. They have on top of it before, maybe we'll look later on. They have the Mizbeach, there are different opinions to hide themselves. One extreme opinion, very big nafgamina. The Mizbeach was 10, that means the ramp was a very long ramp. The slope was very, very steep. Very, very long. It took up the entire chotzer of the ramp. But the Gemara now assumes that the Mizbeach was 10. And the climb was 15. And therefore, what's the point? The point here is, if we don't have... The point here is we don't... The Torah is it's a big mystery. It does not tell us the dimensions of the Pesach. We're only describing the height and the height of the courtyard. It's we know that it was a Pesach, but we have no clue to the dimensions of this Pesach that entered into the Shahr HaChotzer. Okay, so this is the Mizbeach, and here's the Mizbeach and the Chayishas. Here we go. Okay, so it shows here, Itaki, you see right away, it shows here two pictures. You can pass it around, it shows here the dimensions. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it was 10 amos square, 3 amos high. According to Rabbi Yossi, it was 5 amos square and 10 amos high. Get them dactic in the psukim, different ways from Shad. A very big nafkamina in the height, and also a very big nafkamina in how it was positioned in the chotzer, because it was very, very tall. The ramp, the kevesh, was very, very steep. Okay, look over here. Just pass it around. You can see the different opinions. But the Gemara here is learning that according to this opinion it was 10 amas. So let's finish up. The Gemara says, Afkan Chamesh Berachav Eshrim, Malhalnu Chamesh Berachav Eshrim, Afkan Chamesh Berachav Eshrim, Pesach Sharchas Ikri, Pesach Stamalikri, Dibay Sem. The second answer is, Kiksiv Kloim, when it says the Kloim, the curtains were Chamesh Eshriyama, La Kosef, it doesn't mean the width. And you can add it up twice, 15 plus 15, and subtract 50, take 50 and subtract 30. No, that's not what it means. It means begoivha hudirsif. It was 15 amas tall. The Gemara says, what? Goivha? It's explicit. The height was chamesh amos. No, the Gemara says, achu misfas mizbech ulamayla. 5 amas above the mizbeach, but the height was 15. Therefore, what were the dimensions in width? What was the pesach? It's a mystery. It doesn't tell us. If it doesn't tell us, there's no way we can learn from here the makor for the dimensions of the Pesach of the Chatzer. Rabbi Yehuda, mi pesach shel ulam gavan. Okay, this concludes this shtickel. Next shtickel. The Marsakash, Rabbi Yehuda, mi pesach. So what did Rabbi Yehuda Maravan Amar Aleph tell us according to Rabbi Yehuda? He learns the makor for the height of the this, that it can be higher than 20, because he learns from the Ulam. He had either two Mekairos, either the Pasuk in Yecheskel, or he learns that it had one Kedusha, the Ulam, and the Heichal had one Kedusha. Problem is, if he's learning from the Ulam, Rabbi Yehuda, Mipischa Shal Ulam Gomar, V'hat Tanaim, we learned in the Mishnah, V'harochav Me'eser Amos, if it's more than 10 Amos he might, V'loi Polig. Now we have, the question is: if you're learning from the ulam, not only shall Rabbi Yehuda permit you the height to be more than 20, he should permit the width to exceed 10. But in the Mishnah, there's no disagreement on that point. The only point where they disagree in the Mishnah is over the height. There is no disagreement with the width of the mavoi. But if Rabbi Yehuda learns the makor of Pesach from the ulam, the width of the ulam was 20. You might it's true. You write the Mishnah was silent, but in the Brisa he did disagree. The Tanya, the rachav meyud amo yimait, the height. Rabbi Yehuda omer ein tzarich lemait. It says very. I'm sorry. If it's wider than yud amos yimait, Rabbi Yehuda omer ein tzarich lemait. Fine. The Gemara says of luflug b'mastisan. So why in the Mishnah was he silent? The Gemara says it's self understood. Once he disagrees with regard to the height, it's self understood that he disagrees with the width. Pali begoy v'guad demilu rochba. And then Marzak Hashem, but still we have a problem. V'akati Rabbi Yehuda b'pischa shalulam gamar v'atay. Because if we're going from the ulam, then what does that mean? You can't exceed the dimensions of the ulam. The ulam is what? 40. What's the width? 20. Now in the Mishnah, all we have in the Mishnah, if the mavoi is higher than 20, you might. If Rabbi Yehuda says, Eino itzarech. So what will we do? Will we the Mishnah? Yeah, we'll interpret the Mishnah. He holds that you don't have to be mimayit if it's more than 20. But you still have to be careful that it doesn't go above 40. Because since Rabbi Yehuda is learning from the ulam, the ulam was 40. So you have to at least be careful to make sure you don't go more than 40. So the Mishnah says, Rabbi Yehuda, if you have a business, ulam, gama, v'atanya, mavishu, gavay, mi, mi, chof, ama, yimayit, Rabbi Yehuda, machshir. Here's the problem. In the Brisa, he says, ad mem, v'nun, ama, even 50. How can Rabbi Yehuda say 50? 50 is 10 more than 40. If the makar for Rabbi Yehuda Shita is the ulam's height was 40. Just like according to Rabbi Rabbanan, the makar comes from the heichal was 10. If we're going to be consistent and Rabbi Yehuda is learning from the ulam was 40, he can't go more than 40. So what's going on? The Tani Bar Kapara independently in his own Mishnayos, he had his own set of Mishnayos, he says, Ad Meo, until 100. So the Gemara says, Bishlam al Bar Kapara Guzma. According to Bar Kapara, 100 is is off the charts, 100. So he can say that when he said 100, it was an exaggeration. He didn't mean to say literally 100. He meant to say 40, because once you go more than 20, you can go higher, but you can't go more than 40. So when he said 100, that's an extreme number. But El Rav Yehuda, that's giving examples, he's saying 40, 50, he's not saying guzmos. He's precise. If since he says 40 and 50, you can no longer say a guzmos. If he goes says an extreme, 100, which is like a billion, okay, it's a guzmos. It just means you can go a lot more than 20. A lot more than 20 means even double. But of course, you can't go more than 40, because then you're going outside the realm of the ulam. But according to the Braisa, and the Braisa says, Rabbi Yehuda says, beferish till 40, 50, he's not giving a guzmos, being precise. He is saying 40, but then in the same breath, he says 50. But if it's true, Rabbi Yehuda Merav is correctly learning from the ulam, then you can't go more than 40. El Rabbi Yehuda, my guzma. You can't say El Bisham Rabbi Guzma, El Rabbi Yehuda, my guzma. Bisham Rabbi Yehuda, boim gamar. We understand 40. Mi pesach shal hulam. El Nun Manol. How can you go say 50? So the Gemara says you're right. The Gemara now at this point is saying something very important. Is having charata. After a whole daf Gemara, the Gemara is saying charata according to Rabbi Yehuda. He never ever meant to learn from the ulam. That's out. Strike it from the record. This whole thing with this whole lumdis of the ulam and the heichal has one kedusha, two kedushas. It's true. There's not other nafkaminas lahalacha. Don't. It's not chasham. It's not to be discarded. There's very big yisoides. The ulam and the heichal, one of the two kedushas, and the psukim had if attached to pasuk, but not for this sugya. It's very nice chidushim, very nice, but it's a nice shir for a different day. Not for the first staff of Erevin. Where then the Yehuda get his makar from? Svara. Nothing more than a svara he learns out from the Pischoy Shel Melochim. Look, Pukhazi Ma Madvar. Go look at the world, go out, go on vacation, go look at these big, nice castles, and these big, nice palaces and ballrooms. They have massive entrances. It's not so uncommon. And they're much larger than 20 amos. They're larger and they're wider. So therefore, he learns Misvara. Ela Minole. So Ela Nun Minole. Amrav Chisav Ahai Masnisa. Ati said, this Mishnah misled Rav. We have Rav Yehuda. Because the whole lach, we have a very problem. We have Rav Yehuda Omar Rav. The one who told us Ulam was not, it wasn't just a svara; it was authored by a Rav, the Halakha Rav. Elo Hamas Nisa at Isi. The Mishnah misled Rav. The Tanya Ma V'Shugavay Mechafama Yoiser. So we have a Brice. Okay, that's not the Mishnah. The Brice says equates the Mavi to the Hechel. Now this is what misled Rav. The Brice never meant to say that the Hechel is the Makor for the 20 Amos. No, that's not the Makar. We'll see the Makar. But it was just Simone Milsa. It was just a way to remind us, as you have to make Simone Latira, Simone Milsa remind us what the Shir is. So Rav got carried away. Rav thought that it wasn't just a Simon to remind us what the dimensions are. He thought this is the Makar. If this is the Makar according to the Rabbanon, so it's very easily to be misled and to extrapolate that according to Rabbi Huda, there's another Pesach in the Beis HaMikdash, which is the different dimensions, and we can play with the Machloikis we have elsewhere, past the Kedusha of the Ulam and the Heichal. We can work with those Yisaidis to figure out. But that's a toss. The Brice never meant to say that the Makar for the Rabbanon is there. So what the Gemara is doing now is going even another step. The Gemara is saying one line ago in the Gemara, one line above, you can still say that according to the Rabbanon, the Makar comes from the Heichal. All we backed out from one line above was this, that Rabbi Yehuda said it comes from the Ulam, from the Pasuk of Kedusha, of the Ulam, the Heichal is one Kedusha, that we have Charata from. From the Pasuk of Nichesa, we have Charata from. But we never had Charata from the Pasuk of the Karban Shlamim, Ushchotoi Pesach Oyel Noi Lufi the Rabbanon. That we never had Charata from. That's a good Makar for 20 Amos. The Gemara is saying that's also a mistake. That's also not the Makar for 20 Amos. Ella hamasni satis levam. Tanya ba vishu goel mechavam yosim mipesach shulum yeshul hechel yimait. Chus sava midabani mipesach shulum gomar. Rabbi Yehuda mipesach shulum gomar v'loyi. That's not correct. Rabbi Yehuda mipesach the melachim gomar. He learns the misvara. He looks at the psachim of melachim of kings, of palaces. V'rabbanon shulimor zekash I mipesach shulimor shulimor zekam explaining with v'rabbanon. I'm just following. V'rabbani mipesach shul hechel gomar really boy the loss. I already jumped. I'm sorry. But the Gemara is one more question. But the Gemara at this point in time wants to maintain their opinion that the Rabbanan still learn out from the Hechel Shchatai Pesach Al Moed. If that's the case, you should be 100% equivalent, and you should need doors. A lechi and a kairos should not suffice. The Rabbanim Yipisach Shal Hechel Gemir Liboy De Losos Like We Had Kehechel. Alama Yet We Tanam On The Mishnah Hechshem Ovi Beshamayim Lechi Zikoy. We need both. Ube Silamim Lechi Aikara. The Gemara says no. The doors is not an ikor for a Pesach. The law says, "Heichol, let's sneeze beyond who they have done, and it's not nicker." Elam yato loy to heavy loy tzuras a pesach. The tzuras should not help. Loy to hani lay tzuras a pesach. The heichol tzuras a pesach avya loy. Afilu achi eser amos who the reviach, but more than 10 amos wide should not be sufficient. But the mission explicitly said that a tzuras a pesach is good even more than 10 amos. Alam etanim yeshu tzuras a pesach abafilu shiracham eser amos in tzurach lemait. So now the Gemara goes on to say two answers, which we don't have time for. Two different answers, one technical answer, one a whole new mahalach in the sugya. Okay, so we'll stop here.